We are up to, I assume everyone can hear me. Everyone can hear me. Mayor, you can hear me? Just want to make sure. Mayor, you there? Just want to get confirmation. Everyone can hear me. Rev. Kalman, you can hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So let's, we learned yesterday two psukim. We learned Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin. I'll read the psukim again very quickly. Dorachta vayom susechachem emayim rabim. Hashem, you trampled upon your enemies. You trampled upon. We had many pirushim as to the word as to what this means. The susecha we'll learn about for the moment means the anani hakavod. You trampled upon the Egyptians in the Yam with your anani hakavod. Choymer mayim rabim. We learned yesterday that we are going to repeat the word derachta, that you trampled, you crushed with mayim ravim upon your enemies, with the choymer, with mounds of chamorim, of mayim ravim, of mounds of mighty waters. The mighty waters crushed the Egyptians. And then Pasuk Tezayin begins possibly a new theme, depending on how you want to learn psukim. We're now beginning to describe what's going to take place in times of Mashiach. Shamati, Vatirgas Bitni, Shamati, I've heard, Vatirgas Bitni, my beten means my heart. Lekol Tzollu, Sefasai, we learn to Perushim, Rashi, the different translations of the word Lekoil, but basically that my lips shook. Yavai Rakav B'Yatzamai, Rakav is decay, has entered into my bones. We learned in the Targum, Atzamai can refer to my wise men, the Sachtai, my station, my location, the place where I stand, we trembled. Asher Anuach Liyom Tzara, La'alois La'am Yigudenu. And Divin Perushim, and it basically means that what I was anticipating, the many Perushim, are we referring to Nebuchadnezzar? We're not going to review everything now, but this that I was hoping would be a time of menucha, or anuach refers to Klal Yisrael. They would arrive in the makom of menucha, kiloibosa ata el hamenucha v'el hanachala. It just turned into a tzara. What was the tzara? The tzara was either that the milchemes goygu magoyk. Or if we want to learn that this pasuk refers to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar was anticipating that he would be successful and he would conquer the Jewish people, but the end was the Jewish people would come and rise up and rebel against him and go back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, be successful under the leadership of Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah. Okay, those who I threw out a lot of words. We're not going to obviously go over everything, every detail we spent the last 2 days on. Let's now take a look at the Radak. I put the Radak on your screen. The Radak Pasuk Tezvav says, Dorachta, let's learn a fresh look at these psukim lefi the Radak. Dorachta vayam susecha, Dorachta vayam susecha, vevarta es Yisrael bo. You trembled vayam susecha. You trembled upon the sea with susecha. The Radak over here is not really explaining who is the susecha. Let's see. And the Jewish will pass, v'yishlachta es Mitzrayim b'ibat ha'chaymois. The one thing we do learn from the Radak, he understands that the context of the Pasuk is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the people that are being destroyed here are the Egyptians. Okay, at least that we gain from the Radak in his understanding. And the Choymer Mayim Rabim refers to the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam returned and crushed them. V'yishlachtas Mitzrayim bo batahomos v'tibato v'tam susecha Pei Rashnu Lamala, Bapasuk, Kisirkav Al Susecha. He's saying that the grammatical form of the word Susecha, back, I think he believed that the Radaksa refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Susecha is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Merkava. The Merkava over here is it's a code word. Darachta Vayam Susecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you trampled upon the Egyptians with your horses. Meaning, the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared. Hashem came down from heaven in his Merkava, and he crushed our enemies, namely the Egyptians. Okay, let's see Pasuk Tezayin. Shamati, Omar Hanavi. So right away we see that the Radak is coming to disagree with the Targum. The Targum said, we spent much time on this yesterday, Shamati, Who is the subject of this word according to the Targum and according to Rashi? It is Bavel, the Babylonians. The Babylonians have the benefit of hindsight. They're able to look back over the last 890 years. They're able to look back and see the Jewish history, that every nation that attempted to destroy, to hurt, to inflict harm upon Klal Yisrael was obliterated. So the Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar realized he had to know that if he's going to make an attempt to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he's a fool. He's a fool because why does he think that he will be any better than all of his predecessors? Why will he be better than the Egyptians, than the Assyrians, than the Plishtim, than the nation, than Oig and Sichon, Amun, Moav, Amalek? Why did Nebuchadnezzar think that he would be better? The answer is, it's no different than a candidate who runs for the president of the United States. What chance do you think you're going to make it? Why do you think you're going to be better than anyone else who has not made it? Okay, what are your chances? For some, it's an amazing, amazing thing that even though Nebuchadnezzar, the pasuk here, is telling us that he was able to go into the target, at least according to the target, but he was able to look back at hindsight. It's 2020. He had all of the history books, all the textbooks, and he saw that it's an impossible mission. So you think you're going to be better? All these people who run for president, they throw their hat into the ring. Really, you think you're gonna be president? You really think you're gonna make it to the top? Are you joking? Are you joking? Look at all the people who tried and failed. Why do you think you're gonna be any better? Nebuchadnezzar, somehow it's part of the human condition to dream and to imagine, to fantasize that you will be better. You will go where no man has gone before. Sometimes it works, you know. Sometimes, look at Trump. Who imagined he would be president? I remember the day when Trump came down the escalator and his daughter Ivanka introduced him. I thought it was a joke, and so did everyone. It was just entertainment. It did not even make the news. It was entertainment in the entertainment section of the newspapers and of the television stations, the segments. It's entertainment. And I remember they asked him afterwards, Mr. Trump, Donald, what do you think your chances are? I remember this clear. I remember seeing this. What do you think your chances are of succeeding, becoming the president? And I remember he said, 10%. I have a 10% chance of winning the election. That is what he said on day one, when he came down the escalator. So interesting, you never know. You never know. Here Nebuchadnezzar, he's looking back at history, 890 years, go through a long, long list of nations who have failed to overcome Klal Yisrael. What is Nebuchadnezzar thinking? That is how the Targum learns Pshat in the Pasuk. What are you thinking? He said, Shamati, I heard what happened to all of the nations. Why do I think I'm going to be better? Nebuchadnezzar, we learn over here, four parts of his body trembled. His heart, his legs, what did it say? His bidney, we learned over here, according to the Mitzudos, his heart, his lips, his bones, and his standing. And he says, Shanuach liyam tzara. It's an expression. This that I think, Asher, this that I fantasize, I'm going to have menucha. I know it's nonsense. It's just going to be for me a yom tzara. La'alois la'am yigudenu. It will ascend from my own ranks a nation that will bite me and will rise up and return to their homeland in masses, mass numbers. In gidudim, gidudim, that's pretty much what the Targum said. I know it's a hard fit. The glove doesn't fit so well. You just have to push it on, squeeze on the glove, yeah?
Rabbi Levine, are you saying that that they act against their better judgment?
Yes.
Or is it just their ego tells them just like with Haman and
it's a combination. Obviously,
I'm not going to make the same mistake everybody else did in history. You know, that's a question of ego.
Obviously,
I have a better strategy. I'm more powerful. Whatever it is.
Obviously, it's a combination. Obviously, it's a combination of many, many factors. Look, that's life. That's all part of life. Obviously, people take risks. People fantasize. People enjoy speculating, doing these type of things. You know, that's the human condition. And Nebuchadnezzar is a fascinating insight into the translation of the pasuk. But that's what the Targum and Rashi says. The one that's speaking is Nebuchadnezzar, and he's now planning to destroy the Jewish people. He's looking back in world history, 890 years, and he realizes anyone that lifted their pinky to the Jewish people was obliterated. Why do I think I'm going to be better? Obviously, there are certain conditions that were present that he felt that he would succeed. And the truth is, he did succeed, at least temporarily, at least for 70 years. He did succeed, but it was short-lived. 70 years in world history is just a dot. And ultimately, what happened was his conscience that told him that his menucha would be transformed into a time of tzara was true, and he lost everything. He has nothing. He's just a fool. He's gone down in history as being an arrogant fool with nothing, has gained nothing. So now the Radak disagrees with that.
He did conquer the world, okay?
Okay.
And the Jews certainly did not defeat him. It wasn't he wasn't around 70 years later. You know, that had gone through his son and grandson. It's hard to say that he was a failure.
Well, ultimately, he was. You can't deny.
No, he wasn't. I mean, if you want to say Bavel, the Empire of Bavel was, but he himself, and he's the one who, you know, supposedly is doing the thinking here. He did not fail. He didn't lose.
That's what do you mean? What do you mean he didn't lose? He did lose. Ultimately, Bavel.
He conquered Eretz Israel. He conquered the whole world.
But that's not the goal. The end game is legacy. The end game is not a temporary hold on society.
Okay. His legacy was he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, which is something that no one else had been able to do, or wasn't able to do for another 400 years or more. So,
okay, I mean, it's true, but that's
his major accomplishment. That's what, at least in our literature.
Yes and no. It's true that he did succeed, but again, the goal is long term. These people in this generation were not thinking just about 70 years. They are thinking about 1,000 years. Look at the Russia. What was the Nazi, Hitler?
Yes, I know. The 1,000-year Reich.
Oh, okay. So you see right there, the goal was 1,000 years. Okay, that was their mindset. Nebuchadnezzar, if Hitler had this concept, the 1,000-year Reich, so you could alachas kama v'kama Nebuchadnezzar, when he was trying to imagine what he's going to achieve, it's going to be much more than 1,000 years. I think that's fair. And yet, ultimately, how long did it last? It lasted nothing. First of all, even his own child, even his own lifetime, he lost his mind. We know Chazal tell us over and over again, Nebuchadnezzar became insane. He behaved like an animal. He got down on his hands and imitated animals. And he ran out into the forest for a period of time of his life. And his son, he did not get along with his son, Evel Meroidach. There was bad blood between him and his son. And Belshazzar, his grandson, was murdered, was killed by the Quraysh and Modai. Let's take a look over here. Let's look. But the point over here is that the Radak disagrees. The Radak says that we are not discussing. The Radak learns that we are not discussing. The one that is speaking Shamati is not Bavel, but it is none other than our Navi Chavakuk. Chavakuk is the one who is speaking. And when I read to you the Mitzudos, I also learned that from his words, it is more mashma, that the one that is speaking is the Navi Chavakuk. So let's see what he says over here. Shamati. Omar HaNavi. Shamati. I heard. What did I hear? He's learning that we're dealing over here with the Melchemes Gog u'Magog, which is similar also to the Mitzudos. We're dealing with Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Vatirgas bidni lo isa shmua bidni remes lalev kumo homu me'aloi ki lalev yikoy loshen haroges v'hahemya. The heart is the organ which is associated with fear. Now we have to turn to the next page. I have to put on the screen. Putting on the screen, the next page. All right, it's not so clear, this picture. Let me see.
Look at this.
It's good enough?
Let me. Single family spacious home with three bedrooms, right? Where you study, you know, wonder who that is.
Okay, let's, let me see if I can put on the screen another picture. It's not so clear. Okay. Okay, l'kol tzol, l'kol, okay, v'yasimcha v'hashkeit loy, labeten v'ulumayayim, el l'fisha halev, b'chlolam yapilu loshen halev alayim. Okay, so basically he's saying over here that even though normally the beten has nothing to do with the heart, and the beten are two separate things. However, sometimes, occasionally, they are interchanged because the heart is inside the body. L'kol tzalalu sifasai, l'kol hashmua hazoi tzalalu sifasai, utzlilas hasifasaim hi ha'koshas hasifasaim zobuzum v'yopachad v'odah. The lips are banging one against the other. Yavai roka be'atzamai, afilu atzamai shahim adav ha'koshas asher beguf yirkavu l'zois hashmua. Even my bones, which are the hardest part of my body, when they hear the horrible reports of the terror that will take place in times of Islam Mashiach, even they rot. V'sachtai, ergoz, b'mekoymi argas, in my place I tremble. Asher anuach liyom tzara, asher hayisi choshev shanuach be'artzi, achar sheshavti me'agolus li'artzi, I thought. Okay, this is similar to what it said, what we learned in the Mitzudos, that I thought that we're coming to Eretz, everyone is making aliyah, everyone is coming as kibbutz goliyos. We're all coming to the safest place in the world, Eretz Yisrael. But here, Chavakuk is telling us it's not going to be so safe. There's going to be a Melchama. The Melchama is Skoy Gumagog. And it's going to be very frightening. Now he's following the same approach as the Mitzvah Stavid, but he's giving us a more precise reading of the words. And he's telling us that this day, Yisrael, the word Am, according to the Radak, refers to Klal Yisrael. La'alois refers to Goig. Goig is the subject of the word La'alois. The Klal Yisrael is the subject of the word Am. And Goig is planning to ascend to attack the Am, Klal Yisrael. Vishe Yigudenu, who is the subject of that word? Kiloimar. Everyone is apologizing that the grammar here is very difficult. Shiyavi Olav Gidude Ha'amim. Gidudim, troops, battalions, mercenaries, many different types of armies. Goig will bring with him a collection, a coalition, groups of nations. Gidudim, gidudim. They will come. Who Yogurokev. Yogurokev literally means he will bite the heel. Inyan gidud, the inyan gidud, the gud, the geded, the inyan echad. It's a play on the words. Gidud means to attack, to bite, but it also means a large number of soldiers. V'chamohu rabim. There are many examples of this. Oyi enoch yigudenu.
Just mention the word losis godedu, right?
Agudos.
Right?
Right. Do not break yourself in many groups. Don't make yourself break yourself up into many groups, right? Now the al hayemahu nemar lidoniel. Now he's citing other psukim in Tanakh. Okay, these sukkim in our lifetime, we've heard these sukkim, this pasuk quoted many times, and especially during Corona. During Corona was a time of Zoam, and we were told to go into quarantine. Back in the time of the Persian Gulf War, we in America didn't suffer, but in Eretz Yisrael, everyone had to go into bomb shelters. Everyone had to go into the Chid Otum, into a sealed room, put on a gas mask. And there they were told, Sugar de lo secha badecha chavi hide, ki ma'at rega, just for a short time, ad yavor zoam. The Yonison Tirgim Apostle Cain, the Yonison learns, okay, now he's assigning Yonison, which is entirely different. We're describing over here in Bavel, we're not describing Ikus of the Mashicha. He learns Amoras Bavel. Bavel says, the nation of Bavel, namely Nebuchadnezzar, the leader of all of the enslaved people. There's the leader of the free world, and there are the leader of the slaves. Nebuchadnezzar was the leader of the slaves. All of his people were slaves. Amoras Bavel Shemo is. Bavel says, I heard. I heard what happened to the Egyptians, what became of them, what punishment they were judged with because of what they did to the Jewish people. My lips shake. My wise men have been overtaken by terror. Uvasar Disharya Ano, the place where I live, in my hometown, we all tremble. Zois Dishavkanai Lyoim Oka, we recognize that the end will be, we will be left over for a day of Tsara. Even though now we may be victorious in the short term, but ultimately what we're doing will result in our destruction. He's acknowledging this. Isn't it amazing? He's acknowledging that what he is doing is suicidal. Le'idan asaka golvasa. The day will come when the exiles of the Jewish people will come. Amei minei yis le'idan in the time. Asaka will ascend. Golvasa amei mini from within me. My own people will rise up against me. My best people, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Yisbirinani, and they will, that's the word Yigudenu. I don't know what that word means, but it means something along the lines, they're going to destroy me, they're going to conquer me, they will overcome me, they will obliterate me, and I will be the loser. Incredible. Again, the Targum is really awesome, because the Targum over here is telling us an insight into the psychology, into the deeper thoughts of Nebuchadnezzar, the nation of Babel. He's basically teaching us that Bavel and Nebuchadnezzar, they acknowledge deep down inside of their minds that what they are doing is suicidal. The mission they're on is suicidal. But according to the Perush of the Radak, we're not discussing Bavel, we are discussing Habakkuk. Habakkuk is telling us that he sees the future, he sees the generation that we are living in today, in Tavshin Pei. He sees that it's time of Ikvisa de Mashicha, we are making, we are supposed to come to the safest place in the world, Eretz Yisrael, to escape all of the things that are happening around us. And we think going to Eretz Yisrael is going to be safe, will be safe and secure, everything's going to be fine and good. Guess what? I got bad news to tell you. I don't want to ruin your party, but when you go to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a very big war called Milchemes Goyg Umagoyg. And Goyg will bring with him mercenaries, Gedudim, many nations, coalition of who knows who will be present in this war with all of their weapons and tanks. And Klal Yisrael will be in a matzav of terror. And the terror, the feeling, what he sees is so intense, it's so horrible. He's writing here that four different parts of his essence are trembling. His heart is afraid. His lips, they shake. His bones are decaying. And his feet, the place where he stands, is collapsing. Isn't that scary? Isn't that scary because have we really experienced something like this? The Holocaust we experienced, the Crusades we experienced, Chmelnytsky massacres we experienced, pogroms we experienced, but in Eretz Yisrael, such a terror. It's a frightening thing to say that there was such a terror. Go back in world history. Is it really true that in world history we can say that this actually happened? So you'll tell me, yeah, it happened during the Persian Gulf War when Saddam Hussein was shot 39 missiles. The whole country was in a state of terror. I remember those days. It was a very frightening time. People will tell you that when Rommel was marching towards Yerushalayim in the time of World War II through the instructions of Hitler, People, mamish, the terror was unreal. You read up on what was going on. They davened, what they really felt it was over. So who's to say? Who is to say how we can understand these psukim? We have to be optimistic and say that these psukim have already happened. We must say that. They have already happened. And therefore, we're only in store for the good. All of the horror is behind us. We have to be optimistic. Okay, let's now take a look at the Malbim. We've done Rashi, Mitzudois, Targum, Radak, and now it's the Malbim's turn. Put on the screen Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin of the Malbim. Here we go. Dorachta. You Hashem trampled. What is the context? Oz be'esha dorachta v'ayam susecha v'lo yiboka hayam milifonecha kimo bimei kedem rak behepuch choymer mayim rabim. You trampled upon the water. You did not split the water like you did the time of Kriyas Yamsa, but instead, there was a mound of Choymer Mayim, Shamayim Yemu Yechmiru. The waters roared and piled up. The Hayam Yirash V'Yigash Zemelitzel Eis Yisnasu Hamayim Hazedonim Bitkufas Bifkudas Hashem V'Lo Yikonei Pachar Hashem Rak Behebuch Yirashu Hamayim L'Hadbi Es Yisrael B'Shoin Doch Yom. In the destruction of the deep sea, what is it referring to? V'ze mamlitz gam kein aloes sheyiskapsu ha'amim b'molchemes regomagu kamayim rabim kabir magmani waters v'lo yinochu mizapam rakim v'yechemu meimav levale ulhashkes es Yisrael. Very powerful stuff here in the Malbim. Malbim is understanding over here like we just learned, like that the Rachta is referring to ikvesod the Mashiach. referring to the birth pangs of Mashiach. Mochemes, Goygu Magog. Notice that's not like most of the Mefarshim on this page. Even though many of the Mefarshim on this page did suggest, did understand, that Pasuk Tezayin refers to the time of Ikvus of the Mashiach. However, Pasuk Tezvav, that not. Pasuk Tezvav was still discussing Kriyas Yamsuf. And we were either coming to contrast, each according to each opinion, what we're trying to do. We're stopping, we're starting a new section. But that's not what the Malbum is. The Malbum is saying that even Pasuk Tezvav is describing the Zman of Ikvus of the Mashiach, the time of Melchemes Chagamagot. And he's saying something very incredible, that Hashem at this time will not, at least initially, do for us miracles. We expect the Yam should split. We're spoiled. We're used to receiving handouts. We're used to entitlements. We have been beneficiaries of Hashem splitting the Yam for us multiple times in our history. The first time was Kriyas Yamsuf. Then Hashem split the Yam, because Hashem split the Yarden, Nachal Arnon. We have the Be'er of Miriam. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and the waters came gushing out. Moshe spoke to the rock. V'chulu, v'chulu. We have merited to always have water and the equivalent of a Kriyas Yamsuf in our history. Shiduchim. Kasha Lezavgan Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem made Shiduchim. And now, all of a sudden, we are in a situation where we need the Yam to split. We need Shiduchim. We need miracles equivalent to Kriyas Yamsuf. But guess what? The Yam is not cooperating. The Yam is not splitting. Dorachto vayom susecha. You have stepped upon the Yam with your horses. What does that mean? We have to read the words again, but it basically means Dorachta is, according to the Malbum, in contrast to Uvokata. You're not splitting. You are putting your foot down on the Yam to prevent it from splitting. Sometimes if you have something on the floor, right, you have something that's about to crack, there's a lot of pressure, you put your weight down on something that it should not break. Almost as if to say that the Yam on its own desperately wants to come to our salvation and split and perform miracles for us. Hashem says, no, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. Hashem is stepping down his foot on the Yam, he's doirech, to prevent it from splitting and doing miracles. The next words of the pasuk, Choymer Mayim Rabim. The waters, in fact, are piled up massively as a mound, as an obstacle in front of us. Instead of the water splitting and allowing us to pass and survive the challenge, no. The waters are a mound, a blockade, something that is preventing us from achieving our goal. Let's read the words again. It's a hard, this is one more time with that idea. The only thing that's part that is difficult is, what does it mean over here, Susef? I guess it means Hashem's Merkava. Derachta. One more time, the words of the Malbum. Derachta. Oz, then. When is then? Then is Melchemes Goygu Magog. Be'ez, at the time. Shederachta vayam susecha. When you step upon the Yam with your chariot, which here is, we're using the word susecha as a metaphor for Hashem's chariot. V'lo yibaka hayam milufonecha. And you're not allowing the Yam to split before you. Kimbo bimei kedim, like it was in time immemorial. Rak behepich. Just the opposite. Choymer, Mayim Rabim. The waters are piling up as an insurmountable mound. Shehamayim, Yehemu. They roar, Yechmiru, and they pile up. V'hayom yirash, the sea roars, v'yigash, two words which mean the same thing for our purpose. Shezeh melitza, this is an expression. Eis yisnasu hamayim hazeidoinim, when the wicked waters, or the waters that are treacherous, will rise up, bifkudas Hashem, at the command of Hashem, against us, not to help us, v'lo yikonu mipachad Hashem, they will not be humble from the pachad of Hashem. Rak behepach, just the opposite. They will be our worst enemy. Yirashu, they will roar, hamayim lahadbia, as Yisrael, to drown the Jewish people, b'sho'in dochyom, in the roar of their waves. Okay, b'sho'in means the might, the arrogance. Dochyom means, I think means their waves. I'm mistaken, it means their waves and their power. V'zeh, this entire pasuk is mamlitz gam kein aloeh sheyiskapsu ha'amim b'milchemes Gog u'Magog. This entire pasuk tezvav, is a reference, is a description of a vision of what it's going to look like at the time of milchemes Gog u'Magog, when all the nations assemble. Kemayim rabim kabirim, the image of the nations assembling will look like mighty waters. Delo yanuchu mizapom, they will not rest from their anger. Rak, just the opposite. Yehemu, yechmeru, they will roar, they will pile up, they will mount, they will assemble. Meimav, the waters, levalea, to swallow, ulahashchis, and to destroy Es Yisrael. Very, very frightening. Pasik tezayin, shamati, shi'ur hakosuf. This is the understanding of the pasuk. The shi'ur, this is the context. The shi'ur, shi'ur means the measure. And the measure in this context means this is the understanding. Shamati vatirgas bidni yavo roka be'atzamai v'sachtai ergas l'kol tzalus v'asai sh'anuch liyoyim sara ritzayne loymar ki Yisrael liya kabola b'yadeim sh'yevsha sh'yegalu rak mitoch tzores v'gudolus v'roys sh'heim chevlei Mashiach sh'yidmu ki chevlei yoleida. Okay, this is very fundamental. We're learning to the fundamentals. We have a tradition. The Jewish people will only be redeemed through the Chevle Mashiach. The Chevle Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach, they're going to be like the Tzara tradition, that the Gula will only come with Tzaras. Shekol sheyigdulu hachavolim kein tigdal hatikva. The greater the birth pangs, the more hope Mashiach is around the corner. Ki atashua kroiva sheyivoled atashua kroiva sheyivoled havolot uchumosha kosov. Just like a pregnant woman, when she nears the moment of birth, tochil, she convulses, tizak, she screams, bachavo leho, in her birth pangs, and then what happens? They say to her, mazel tov, you had a baby. So the most intense moments Hashem has made a reality in this world, that as the pain and suffering intensify, that is a sign that in just a few moments they will say to the woman, mazel tov, salvation, blessing has come, a new person has arrived in this world. This is a simon for the ultimate geula. As we find ourselves in a matzav of confusion, of pain, we're convulsing. The more intense it is, that means the salvation is imminent. The Yeshua is imminent. Further, harinu. Chalnu kumo yoladnu ruach shebe'es hatzaros, at the time of tzaros, now hagedolos, at the time of greater pain, yivoled etzlam ruach tikvu b'tochon, that is when hope arrives. I have to go now to the next page. You have to put up the next page. Okay. Agadolos yivold eslam ruach tikva v'tochen shatzos chem siman hatashua v'agula. V'zeh shiram, and now you understand the parashah and the pasuk. V'yo shemar kol tzolus v'asaya shanuch liyom tzara. Sha'az, sivsei hu'uma yitzlelu dibor omoik ha'mitzaltzel bo'aznayim. They will... He has now a very beautiful interpretation of these words. When it says here that the lips are going to murmur, it doesn't mean they're going to shake from terror. It means umawakol asher nuach liyom tzara. It's almost over. Shabeis yavo yom tzara oz anuach menagolu shatzari hi simen ala manucha v'agula la'alo islam yigudenu shatzari hi muchenes la'alo islam. The tzari is a preparation. La'alo is el ha'am, to ascend to the people asher yisgoydidu gidudim klal yisrael. They assemble in groups. V'yisasfu, and they will gather. I will rest. They have comfort. Which will ring in your ears. Wow. So let's understand what he's trying to say over here. First of all, he's saying over here something that Habakkuk is saying, that he sees that the Jewish people in the end of days are going to believe in this principle, that the only way for Mashiach to come is only through an intensification of tzaras. So is he coming to say that this is correct, or maybe it's not correct? But anyway, let's go slow. When it says here the words lekoil solulu sifosai, now the difficulty with the Malbim is the word sifosai simply means my lips. The simple understanding of the pasuk, according to everyone until now, is that the lips that are shaking are the lips of the speaker. Who is the speaker? Well, we really only had two perushim. Either the speaker is Bavel, the nation of Bavel, and if you want to focus on Nebuchadnezzar, fine, but it's the nation of Bavel, it's their lips that are shaking. Or until now we learned that it was the Radak said that it was the lips of Habakkuk. Habakkuk is witnessing a vision of what's going to happen in the times of Mashiach, in the Milchemes Goyg u'Magoy, and he is so frightened that his lips shake. Along comes the Malbim and says that's not the Pshat. The word sifosai, even though literally it means my lips, refers to our lips, the lips of everyone here in this virtual assembly, our lips. And people among us are always saying, if there's so much chaos in this world, if there is such a great degree of uncertainty, and we have been shattered, our sense of security, our sense of stability has been shattered. What do we say? We're all talking the same language. It must be Mashiach is on his way. This is what you hear everyone say in the street. I can't believe this. Who would imagine a year ago that you would sign off on every email, stay safe? You see that video? Hilarious video. I have to send it to all of the Koilo. Hilarious video. Someone predicts the future. Who would imagine 1 year ago someone would say to you that you know that in a year from now, when you conclude your email, instead of writing at the end of your email, best regards, best regards, you'll conclude your emails with stay safe. Who would imagine? Who would imagine such a thing? And who would imagine these riots, all of these things that are happening in this world, who would have imagined such a thing? And what does it lead us to say? You hear this all the time, and you read about this in every single newspaper, in every single magazine, is that we say, if we're living in such a situation that we never could have predicted such events, it must be Mashiach is around the corner. So this is what Habakkuk is taking note of. He loosely translates the word Sephasai means our lips. And he says, I see a vision. I see people saying, I see there are words, a coil is coming out of the lips of mankind, of the Jewish people. And you know what they're saying? They're saying, yeah, you have to skip over, you have to read the words out of order. They're saying, what is the coil that is ringing in my ears, that is coming out of the lips of the Jewish people living in Ikus of the Mashiach? You know what the words are? Go down, skip a few words. Asher Anuach Liyoim Tzara. We're soon going to have rest from the day, or meaning the times, these times of difficulty. Mashiach is around the corner. And we will then, when Mashiach will come, we will la'alois, we will ascend to Yerushalayim la'am, to a nation, Yigudenu. Now, I'm very disturbed at how the Malbim, he puts a little negative twist at the end. We will then ascend to Yerushalayim and participate in the Milchemes Goyg u'Magog. I would more prefer to put a positive twist. The day Mashiach is about to come, and we will all then ascend and join our nation in large groups. Gidudim, gidudim. There will be so many shuls, so many kihilos. Communities will come and make aliyah, mass, and join, come together in Eretz Yisrael. I hear the Jewish people, these words ring. According to the Malbim, the word tzolelu means to ring. It doesn't mean to shake. And Sephasai does not mean my lips. It means the lips of the people that I am observing in my vision of the future, of my prophecy. I hear everyone saying, if we're dealing with such tzorois, it can only mean one thing. Asher onuach. Mashiach is around the corner. I will have rest, liyoim tzara. And then, la'alois, we will ascend, la'am, to the nation, meaning our nation, yigudenu. Let's be positive now, and let's make believe we will ascend to Yerushalayim in groups, in multiple groups of people, and there'll be communities to rejoice. But Habakkuk, when he sees this prophecy, he says, I see what's going on, and this makes me sick. It makes me frightened. He says, when these words ring in my ear, you know how I feel about this? Yavoy rakav batzomai. My bones are decaying when I see what people are saying. And furthermore, Vatirgas bitni, my beten, my heart, is trembles. Now, let me pose with you a hakira. A hakira. When Habakkuk is saying, I'm following in this style of the Malbim. Okay, we have a right to do this. Let's take this style of the Malbim. Habakkuk, he sees what's going on today. It rings in his ears. Mashiach must be around the corner if we have all of these tzaras. And when Habakkuk hears this, his bones decay and his heart is faint. Why? Why is his heart faint? Hakira, to a dilemma. Is it because we're right? We're 100% right? But, you know, it's not pleasant. When a husband watches his wife suffer in labor, giving birth to a baby, the husband is not happy. He's happy. He knows that the end is good news. And he knows this is the way Hashem made the world. In order for a woman to give birth, she has to suffer. She has to have chevli leida. So he's not complaining that anything is wrong. He's not going to sue the hospital. He's not going to... This is the way the world works. This is the way it goes. The way it goes is that a woman is in labor, she has pain, and then when the pain is over, at the very end, she has a baby, mazel tov, everything is fine and good. But that does not take away from the fact that when the husband sees his wife suffer at these moments, he has tzar. Imo yonochi b'tzara. Is that why Chavakuk is upset? Or maybe Chavakuk is upset because he's telling us, you got it all wrong. This statement to say that if we have all of these tzorois, it has to mean Mashiach is on its way. Chavakuk is saying that is not a Torah hashkafa. That's not a correct attitude. Because that attitude will bring you great harm. How can I say such a thing? Because it did us great harm, this attitude. Because this was the attitude we had during the Holocaust. Did Mashiach come? It did not. This was the attitude they had during the Crusades. Did Mashiach come? It did not. This was the attitude they had during the Chmelnytsky massacres. Did Mashiach come? It did not. So in other words, it's true that in the world of Teva, a woman has labor pains. She goes through labor, and after the labor is over, the baby is born. So the tsar leads to menucha and mazel tov. But who said that there's a parallel between the chevle leida and Mashiach? Who says? And how do you know who says? Because look what happened in world history. How many times did Klal Yisrael suffer enormously, decimated, chorban? And guess what? There was no mazel tov when it was over. The mazel tov never came after the Holocaust. The mazel tov never came after the Crusades. The mazel tov never came for Klal Yisrael throughout history and all the tzaros that we had. So who says that this approach for people to say, Asher Anuach Leon Tzara Chavakuk, I hear it rings in my ears. I've read every newspaper. I'm sitting here 2,000 years back, and I can see now the future 2,500 years. And I'm reading now Ami magazine, Mishpacha magazine, Hamudia, the Ated, the Jewish press. I'm reading all the blogs. And I'm reading all the Haredi newspapers. And you know what they all say? Mashiach is on the way. It's around the corner. It rings in my ear and he says, Oy Gewalt, you people are pathetic. You got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. A Jew has to say, Ani mamin be'emuna shalema b'vias ha-Mashiach. V'yaf al pi sheyismameya im kol ze achak eloi b'chol yoim sheyavoy. B'chol yoim. There's no chilek between a day of chevle leida and a day where there's no chevle leida. B'chol yoim sheyavoy. A woman who is pregnant, some days are good days, and some days are not so good days. Some days she's nauseous, some days she's not. Not every day of the 9 months is the day when she gives birth. And some women, when they give birth, it's not all that painful. Some women, you'll hear many stories, there are women that are zoicha. It goes well. It doesn't lead to a type of tsar that's unbearable. Some do, some don't. B'chol yoim sheyavai. There's no question we are mamin that there is something called chevle leida. There's a baby in the belly. Mashiach is on the way. But you have to have the same emuna every single day of the 9 months. Tisha mi yodea. Tisha ani yodea. Tisha yarche leida. Every single month it's the same emuna. So Chavakuk is saying, this is driving me crazy. Your hashkafa is not correct. Don't think just because you are now dealing with difficult situation that automatically means tomorrow Mashiach is coming. No, 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 it doesn't work like that. If you want Mashiach to come, it's not because of the tzaras. It's because you have to want Mashiach to come. The tzaros may be may stimulate you to put your mind in the right perspective of what you really should want in life. But it doesn't mean that a tzara in and of itself, without the right mindset, the right hashkafa, the right yirah shamayim, will bring Mashiach. Just because you're in pain doesn't mean Mashiach's going to come. The pain is a stimulant to wake you up that you should want Mashiach to come. But the pain itself, without the desire, is going to accomplish absolutely nothing. And that is what Chavakuk says is driving me mad. Okay, so that's why I want to learn Shan the Pasuk. I want to take with the Malam. The Malam doesn't say exactly, the Malam doesn't explain himself fully, but I want to say that's what the Malam is trying to say. At least we can suggest. So how do you read the Pasuk then according to this approach? Shamati. Chavakuk is saying, here I am. I have now, I can see the year Tav Shin Pei. Shamati. I'm reading all the newspapers. I see it all. And I hear what, I'm going to read the words out of order. What do I hear? I hear words that ring in my ear. Shamati, lekoil, to the words that solulu, that ring in my ear, sifosai, that come all out of the lips of the Jewish people living in this time. What are the words that are ringing in my ear that are coming out of the lips of the Jewish people living in this time? You know what they are? Skip down a few words. Asher, everyone is saying, if we're suffering, oh, Asher anuach liyom tzara. It means Mashiach is coming. We're going to have rest from our difficulties. Just the pain itself will bring the geula. And then what's going to happen? We're all going to go, la'alois, get free tickets, elal, to go to the Waldorf. La'alois, la'am, to our nation. Yigudenu will come in different groups. There'll be a million for the Sfardim, a million for the Taimanim, a million for the Ashkenazim, a million for the Nusach Sfard people. There'll be all different types of people, all different shapes and colors. Those who wear tchelis, those who don't wear tchelis, will come to Yerushalayim in many different groups. And Chavakuk says, when I hear this, you know something? When I hear them talking like this, Vatirgaz bitni, my heart is faint, it trembles. When I hear this, Yavoi Rokov Bat Somai, my bones decay. Vesachtai Ergos. You know why? Because you got it all wrong. Just because you suffer does not a ticket to Geula. The suffering is a stimulant to awaken you that you should now apply yourself and work and do teshuva. And recognize what's life all about. It's impossible. There's one person in this world that during these last 3 months did not have at least one moment of saying to yourself, what is life all about? What's all this about? Impossible. Some people felt that way for 3 months nonstop. Some people maybe felt it for a couple of days, some for a week. But at least for a split second, it cannot be that there's every one of the 7 billion people in this world who were affected by this event cannot be they did not have this hergish, this feeling. That's the goal. The goal is the pain is not just in and of itself the solution. The pain is a stimulant to wake up and say, what's going on? I want Mashiach to come. I want there to be a change of order in this world where there's a recognition, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and there are morals and values, and there's Torah, and there's Shekhinah and spirituality. Okay, I'm trying to read that. That's one side of the dilemma.
Tell them I'll be back. Tell them I went dead. I was sabotaged. 1 second.
Okay, I'm very sad. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. You hear me? You hear me now? You see me now? Okay, sorry about that. I know what happened. A red flag? All right, this okay, I think I think we're done with the Malbim, so let's leave it with that for today. Let's take a short break. And then
how are we done with the Malbim when we missed the last several minutes?
You missed the last several minutes?
Yes.
All right, so let me repeat you what I was trying to say very quickly then. Okay. I'm trying to say over here is in the Malbim. You can hear, wait, can you hear me clearly now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very clearly.
Okay. The bottom, what I'm trying to read into the Malbim, he just says the Rashi Prakim, and I told you there's a dilemma what the Malbim means, but I want to read the Pasuk as follows. Pasuk Tezayin says, Shamati, who is the speaker? Chavakuk. I have heard. What have I heard? Look, picture Chavakuk 2,500 years ago. He's looking into our generation. He's looking into the future. He's looking to the, towards the time of Mashiach. And he's watching us. And he's listening to us. And he hears us say something. What does he hear us say today in our generation? He hears us say, skip ahead into the Pasuk, the words that come out of our mouth are, Asher onuach liyoim tzora. He hears us all say that if we're living in a time of difficulty, it must be a sign that very, very soon we will have rest. Mashiach will arrive. Asher onuach, we will achieve the ultimate menucha that comes with the coming of Mashiach, from that will take us away from all of the difficulties in our life. And then, when Mashiach will come and take away all of our difficulties, we will then ascend to Eretz Yisrael. We will rise up and go to Eretz Yisrael, La'alois. We will go up, La'am, to our nation together, Yigudenu. And Yigudenu will learn very loosely now. We'll go up to Eretz Yisrael in multiple groups. We'll have an Eretz Yisrael, kihilois, asifois. There'll be communities of the Sardim, of the Ashkenazim, of the Nusach Sard people, the Taimonim, and the Moroccan Jews, and the Bukharan Jews. We will all then, Mashiach will come, we'll all go up to Eretz Yisrael, la'alois, we will all ascend la'am to our nation, Yigudenu, in multiple groups. This is going to happen very, very soon. You know why it's going to happen very, very soon? It's because we're suffering. We're living in a time of uncertainty. Every day we have new issues, and the fact that we suffer in and of itself is a sign that Mashiach must be coming tomorrow. No different than a woman who is in labor, who the reality is, the way the world works is that when a woman who is in labor, the closer she gets to hearing the words Mazel Tov, the more pain she experiences, the more tsar. So just like a woman in physical labor feels that tsar, which ultimately leads to a Mazel Tov, if we today are living in a world of uncertainty and chaos, and we are disturbed by what we are witnessing in this world, it has to be Mashiach is coming tomorrow. This is what Chavakuk hears Klal Yisrael say every single day. And he says, now let's go back in the Pasuk, it's like a puzzle, the Pasuk. This, what I hear, Lekoil, these words, Tzolelu Sifosai. Now Sifosai, according to the Malbim, refers to our lips. These words that are coming off of our lips, Tzolelu means to ring like a bell. It rings in my ear. That's all I see. I see a generation of people saying the same thing. Mashiach is on the way. Mashiach is coming tomorrow. If the stock market crashes, Mashiach is coming tomorrow. If there are riots, Mashiach is coming tomorrow. If there's quarantine, Mashiach is coming tomorrow. If the internet connection goes down, it must be Mashiach is coming tomorrow because I'm going to lose my mind if I don't have my internet. These words ring in my ears. That's what I hear Klal Yisrael saying in this time. And Chavakuk says, Oy gezalt. This is not correct.
When I hear them say this, what do I say? Vatirgas bitni, my beten, my heart is faint. When I hear them say this, yavoi rokov ba'atzamai. When I hear them say this, v'sachtai ergos. You know why? Because it's not true. Just because you suffer does not mean tomorrow Mashiach is coming and you're going to have menucha. One has nothing to do with the other. The only benefit of the suffering is that it's a stimulant. The suffering is a wake-up call for us to desire and want and yearn that Mashiach should come. The guarantee that Menucha is a natural outgrowth of suffering is not true. It may be true in the physical world of a woman who is in labor and giving birth. She's in labor. She's giving birth. Then maybe the more tsar she has, the more birth, as the birth pangs intensify and her pain intensifies, yeah, that's an indication that 5 minutes from now they're going to say to her, Mazel Tov. But in the spiritual world, it doesn't work like that. Just because you suffer, suffering in it of itself is not a guarantee that there will be menucha the next day. How do we know this to be true? Study history. There was a Holocaust. There was suffering beyond description, beyond belief. It's impossible even to fathom what happened. Did Mashiach come? Didn't come. There were the Khmelnytsky massacres. Did Mashiach come? Mashiach didn't come. There were crusades. Did Mashiach come? Didn't come. Pogroms. There were a lot of horrific events in Jewish history. And the day after, nothing. Nothing happened. There was more suffering, more uncertainty, more chaos. So this, that I hear the people of this generation, it's ringing in my ear. These words of the people of this generation that make a statement and say, Asher nuach liyom tzara, Mashiach is around the corner, and then la'alois la'am yigudenu, we're going to go up to build the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to go up in gedudim, mass aliyah. This is not true. This is a lie. Who are you fooling? I hear you say this, it gives me tsar to hear this. My heart is faint. Yavoi rak abat somai. You're missing the point. All of the difficulties in life, the uncertainty, the chaos, is there. Hashem is sending it for you to take hold of it and to use it as a wake-up call to truly yearn and desire and pray and change your ways with a sincere appreciation that it is in your hands to bring Mashiach. We believe in Mashiach. I don't know if you heard this, I said this before. Im kol zechakelo b'chol yoim sheyavo. It doesn't say in the animanim achakelo that it will come on the last day. A woman is pregnant for 9 months. So for the first eight months and 29 days, oh, everything is fine, and then she's not yearning for the baby to come. She's going to yearn for the baby to come on the very last day, because the last day is the day when she's suffering. That's the day when she has the chatzar chele leida. It doesn't say that. It says, b'chol yom sheyavo. Even when it's good and pleasant, if you want, hayoim in the koloi tishmo. And when rachmono litzlon, it's difficult, it doesn't mean Mashiach is coming. It may be easier for us to be in a frame of mind to work on ourselves now that everything is so uncertain and difficult. It wakes us up to say to ourselves, what is life all about anyway? What are we here for? What are our goals? Where are we going? What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be with the next generation? What's going to be in the future? It's a tool. It's a stimulant that we can take advantage of to grow and to yearn that Mashiach should truly come. But the pain itself is not a guarantee that Asher Anuach Liyom Sarah. This is what gives me Agmas Nefesh. That's what Habakkuk is saying. Now, is this true what Habakkuk said? I don't know. Maybe he just sabotaged me. He turned off my internet, so I couldn't tell this to you. I don't know if this is the pshat in the pasuk, but the Malbum doesn't say exactly what I just said, but the Malbum definitely, he puts in enough information into the pasuk to suggest that such an approach is, I feel at least, is very possible, very realistic, because I think there is a kernel of truth to what I'm saying, and the Malbum has said enough ideas that allow me, I believe, to say what I just said. Is that what the Malbum said? Not really, but it's close. Okay, we're going to stop with this. We'll take a very short break, and then afterwards I want to learn with you the laws, not the laws in Yonim, and a few halachos of tzitzis. This week's parasha Shalach is the parasha of tzitzis. So we'll spend some time then, and then if we have time at the end, and we'll learn with you some, we'll learn some polois, interesting ideas, some very fascinating ideas about parasha Shalach. Parasha Shalach is another one of those parashas that's jam-packed with very, very interesting things. All right, I'll see you back in 2 minutes.
Rabbi Levine, yes. My father-in-law, all of us, used to say when people used to say, oh, she has time for this and for that. So my father-in-law used to say, the Simon Tov is here, and now we need the Mazel Tov.
Oh, okay. You have to warn it to come out.
Well, that's funny, because what you said is sort of like what the